Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, already Thursday this week. Thursday, January the 4th, 2024, 1-4-24, 14 minutes past the hour. And how about that? We are 4 days into the new year, 3 days into the new year on this program, and I have not misrepresented. I guess it's not mispronounced, but I have not missaid the year yet. Now, this is a long-term thing, and I understand that I'm coming up with a jinx on myself here, because every year, for many of you who've been around me in radio for many years, know that when the year changes, for some reason, for about the first month of the year, I will continuously give the old date. The previous year pretty much is the problem. And for whatever reason, so far this year, I have not done that. Now, I'm sure somebody will catch me, and if they catch me doing it, I hope somebody calls in and lets me know. But so far, 4 days in, 3 broadcast days in, I have not done it yet. So I think this is a little win for me. Even if I do it at this point, I think it's a little win. Now, lots to talk about here this morning. First of all, I want to thank everybody who called in yesterday. Yesterday was truly a call-in program. We talked about so many different subjects and had so many different callers and people asking me things. I love that. That is radio to me. So I hope we can do that again today because we have no guests on the agenda here this morning. So I hope we are able to continue the conversation that we were continuing yesterday, bring up new things, talk about what's going on in the community. I think those conversations deserve to be had. So I thank everybody who called in yesterday, and hopefully you're out there ready to call in today. Well, let's start off the morning with a little bit of a rant. Don't we all love to start out the new year and this particular week with a little bit of a rant? Went to McDonald's this morning. Now, this has not happened in a long time. It's happened before, but it has not happened in a really long time. I went through this morning. The line was moving fast. There was no issue there at all. Everything was great. I order my drink. I get up to the second window. They hand me my drink. I pull out of the parking lot, and I take a drink of my drink as I'm leaving the parking lot. And can you guess what happens? It was a regular soda. I cannot tell you the last time that happened. It's probably been months. So I don't know if they've got new people working over there this morning or if they were in a hurry or what it was, but I've got a regular soda here this morning. So now I feel like I'm all sugared up for the morning. And maybe I'll have more energy this morning doing this program as the actual sugar races through my veins other than the diet soda. You know, that used to happen quite a bit. As a matter of fact, at one point, it was about a 50-50 shot. You know, you order the diet, you may get the diet, you may not. But recently, the last couple months, I haven't had any issue like that. So the fact that I got a regular Coke this morning, I'm not as ranty as I could be because it hasn't happened for a long time. But there's just something different between a regular soda and a diet soda. I don't know what it is. So we're starting off the morning with a regular soda here this morning. Okay, what else did I want to bring up? Well, we spent a good portion of the program yesterday talking about the weather. And originally, now see, here we go. This is kind of one of those situations where herein lies the problem of what we were talking about yesterday. That what happens is somebody says something weather-wise, and then a lot of people post it on social media, and then everybody thinks a big storm is coming, And then everybody runs out and buys bread and milk. We have no idea why. Nobody's ever been able to describe that to me. And there's a panic, and then nothing happens. Well, yesterday, that was happening for Saturday. Now, I talked to some meteorologist friends of mine. Yes, I have meteorologist friends. I have Presbyterians, Methodists, Catholics, and meteorologists. And meteorologist friends told me that Saturday right now is not looking bad at all. Maybe an inch, maybe a dusting, maybe nothing at all on Saturday at this particular point. But I come in this morning, and what is on the my little weather screen here? 2 inches on Tuesday. Now, so now we're on to Tuesday. So another panic for the season. So maybe the panic will come on Monday next week. Now, my big question has always been, and it was the discussion yesterday, why is it always bread and milk? Things that are perishables. Bread does not last forever, and milk you have to keep refrigerated. So if your refrigerator goes out, what are you going to do? Stick it in a snowbank? I don't understand bread and milk. But here's another question I have in this whole run to the grocery store because we're going to get a bad storm thing. Why is it that people wait till the day before? Because most of these projections now happen days in advance. Well, like the one I got this morning. 2 inches next Tuesday. Well, this is Thursday. So we've still got 6 days, 5 days. Now, nobody will do anything until next Monday. And by that point, everybody will be all ginned up because we'll be talking about it constantly. And I realize the irony in this because I'm talking about it constantly on the show. But hopefully I'm coming at it from a different point of view in that I don't understand why we get all ginned up. Now, think about this. What I am seeing this morning is 2 inches. 2 inches. Do you know how much 2 inches of snow is in the grand scheme of things? 2 inches, that's barely as tall as a keyboard. I mean, 2 inches is not heavy-duty weather here. Now, can it make the roads a little slick? Yeah. Can it make the driveways and the walkways a little slick? Yeah. But is it going to cause people not to be able to get out of their homes for days? Probably not. So why does it drive people to the store as if the apocalypse is coming? That's what I don't understand. Feel free to weigh in anytime here. If you want to talk about the regular pop from McDonald's this morning, or you want to talk about the storm system that could be coming this way, 740-751-4038. We always appreciate the phone calls. 740-751-4038. I don't understand it. I don't think I'll ever understand it, but it's one of those things. You know, people just like to talk about the weather in general. Have you ever been out in public where you don't know somebody from Adam, and you're trying to strike up some kind of small talk? You can always talk about the weather. And I guess that's what we're doing here this morning. But as I have it now, and again, I'm no meteorologist, but the people I talked to yesterday seem to feel that this storm that was supposed to happen Saturday night into Sunday does not look like anything big. Really doesn't even look like anything small at this point. And as far as this thing that's supposed to happen next Tuesday, 2 inches, I mean, really, this is barely enough to turn the grass white. And I'm not even sure that's going to happen. I'm sure we'll find out more as we get closer. 24 degrees and cloudy skies right now in Marion. 24 degrees. A very crisp morning here in Marion. Okay, what else is on the agenda here this morning? We talked a little bit about snow. You know, I talked about this yesterday. I got a poinsettia during the holiday time. One of the nice red, real poinsettias. And I think I got it the day before Christmas Eve, so like the 23rd of December. And I still have it on my table. It gets plenty of light every day. It's still red. It still looks good. And I give it a lot of water because I hear poinsettias need a lot of water. But how do you keep this thing going? And how long do poinsettias go? Do they last a long time after Christmas? No leaves have fallen off of this one as of yet. Now, I am not a horticulturalist by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not really sure how long poinsettias are supposed to last. And I heard there is a way to keep poinsettias alive even after the season is over. Because I guess it's a seasonal plant. And I don't know how you do this. I remember years ago I was having this conversation with somebody, and they said that during the winter, poinsettias lose all of their leaves, and they don't look much like a plant, but if you care for them correctly, they will rebloom in... I don't even know when they rebloom, to be honest with you. I think we see them at Christmas. I don't know if we have to wait till October, November, December to see them rebloom. But apparently you can keep them alive. That's really all I know about the poinsettias at this point. So if anybody has any nice horticultural advice in regard to poinsettias, I'd be glad to hear it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So poinsettias, bad weather, or regular pops at McDonald's. We can discuss any of that if it's on your mind here this morning. Now, yesterday, we also had a conversation about the groundhog. Now, I'm going to give everybody the evolution of this again, because this will be the third year that we've done something on Groundhog Day. Now, what happened was, 3 years ago, it was decided that on Groundhog Day, we would have a groundhog pizza. And that's pretty much what it was. We had groundhog pizza, had a good time with it, and that was Groundhog Day. Now, last year, it was decided that we would kind of try to expand on this a little bit, because there were some other problems going on in regard to other groundhogs. And we'll just leave that at that. So last year we decided what we would do is we would have the groundhog pizza, and then under each piece of the pizza we would have a weather prediction. Half of the slices would say 6 more weeks of winter. Half of the slices would say early spring. And then what we would do is we would dress somebody up in a groundhog costume, because people seem to be getting in trouble for using real groundhogs. So we just thought, we'll avoid that controversy altogether. And using a fake groundhog, honestly, that just doesn't do anything for me. So here's what we decided. We decided we'll just dress somebody up in a groundhog costume, you know, kind of like Disney World, and that person will pick a piece of pizza, and whatever piece of pizza they pick, whatever the weather prediction is under that piece of pizza will be the official prediction. And we had plaques that day and all kinds of fun stuff. So that was last year. Okay, we're getting a phone call here, but that's the evolution of Groundhog Day. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. I got your card back.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm going to read
you the address.
Okay, go ahead.
And you tell me, it's 685, is that right?
Yep.
Delaware Avenue.
Right.
Apartment 110A, 110A.
Now, maybe it's because it's suite instead of apartment. That's the
I
only thing.
I didn't put either. I just put a number sign after Avenue. You know how you put the number sign instead of apartment 110A. And here's what it's got, return to sender, vacant.
Yeah, that's very odd, because we have gotten packages there to that at 685 Delaware Avenue, suite.
And then I put the number sign, you know, instead of spelling out number or anything, I put 110A.
Yep.
And it says vacant.
No.
And able to forward. So your name there, I don't know if somebody else was there before or what. And it says return to sender. Under that, it's got vacant. Vacant. Under that, it's got unable to forward.
Yeah, that's very strange because, like I said, last Friday we got the package from Idaho at that address. We got cards there at that address this year.
Well, I know in town we don't have the same mail carrier all the time. They change. And I wonder if you get different mail carriers and stuff.
You know, I don't know. I even went down and checked the mail last night, and we're getting, you know, regular things like bills and letters and stuff like that. So they're delivering things.
Well, I have to go get stamps. So probably one of these days here in the next day or two, and I'll take it in and see if they won't send it again and see if you get it. And somebody after Spears, they put a, it's in ink, but it's like a check mark. You know, not an X, but a check mark.
Right.
They put a big check mark.
I don't know. Maybe if you put, did you put WGH Radio on there?
I put Scott Spears, WGH Talk. I didn't put radio after. And then I put 685 Delaware Avenue. And then the number sign right after Avenue, 110A.
What I say, it's
put apartment suite or the number sign.
I
didn't have much room because I wrote it big. So I just put that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because we got a package from California delivered there. We got a package from Idaho delivered there. We got, I know, at least three local cards delivered there personally after we moved. So it's, I mean, they are getting there. So I don't know what would be the difference between your card
and
theirs.
Sometimes it's different. I know here in town, at this end, there's several different mail carriers. They change. Before, they seemed to stay about the same, and now it's just, you know, often they change. But it's got it stamped December the 19th, and I don't know if that was the day that I put it in, but I know it was Tuesday, because the lady told me about a month before she was out at the drop-off box. She said the mail went out at 5. So I said, well, then I've got plenty of time because I think it was just like around 4 and she was out there, I guess, to get it. So,
yeah, December 19th was a Tuesday. That was the day we had our Christmas party. So it's interesting that it did not arrive for whatever reason, because I haven't heard back from anybody else who said they got the card back. I don't know. I mean, we are getting mail, so I'm not really sure what would be the reasoning.
Well, sometimes it's different, maybe mail carriers, because I wrote it big. I wrote on my card, it's not small writing, it's big writing, so that shouldn't have been the problem. But so I went out last night and got the mail, and there's the card. So,
well, yeah, hopefully it shows up this time because we haven't had any problems. And I'm trying to think when we first got mail there. It probably would have been in that time frame, I'm guessing. So I
see it's very busy. And maybe you had different people, you know. I know there's several different places in there. And maybe he was used to, maybe nobody was in your place before. And he just kind of, you know, just, I don't know. Because it's clear, you know, the writing and stuff is big and it's clear. So.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sorry.
Vacant.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll. Hopefully, if you send it back out, we'll definitely get it this time.
I'm going to see if it goes again because I have to have stamps. So I'm going to tell her, you know, that I sent it, and I don't know if they can mark it some way that without me putting another stamp on it, see what she says. I'm going to say, you know, if there is somebody there, and could they resend it? So,
yeah. So any thoughts on the groundhog?
Yeah, I was thinking it's on a Friday. You know, like a game or something, why not do Family Feud for like an hour and you can only enter once and then you have a prize? That would take up some time, or half an hour.
Well, I think last year we gave out a plaque, didn't we?
I got the plaque.
Yeah, I thought we did a plaque last year and I'm not sure, I don't remember how we did it. I don't remember if it was Family Feud or if we did.
I can't either. I was thinking, how could I do this? Because you had to guess who was in that costume, and I don't. Who I guess it wasn't, and I don't know what you did that I got it, but I thought, why not just have a plaque, you know, at your office, and then each year put the person's name.
Well, I do know. I can confirm that we will have the costume again this year. I did get that all secured, so we will have that, and we will have somebody in it. And again, people can guess as to who that will be. But beyond that, and the groundhog pizza, and maybe giving a prize to the winner, to make it a little bigger, I'm not really sure. Now, there are two reasons for making it bigger. Number one, I don't know what's going on in Marion this year, but it usually is just the groundhog, and then everybody kind of leaves town. So to have a little bit of a bigger event would be fun. And also, it's a Friday, so we're at the station on Friday from 8 until 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So it's a long morning, so we could actually do something fun.
Well, up there at the radio station, they had that last year because they put that big billboard by the radio station there around that church area about that groundhog.
Yeah.
The PETA or something.
Yeah.
So they did have it, but they didn't use a groundhog because that guy was in trouble. He didn't treat the animals right. But then Philadelphia, and when I turned on a few other states do that, they had theirs because they make it a big day for the town.
Well, we talked.
I think it's Pennsylvania.
Well, we talked
and
to
some other states have that too.
Right. We talked to PETA last year, and it seemed to be the problem was, and this is what PETA told me, so I can only go on what they're saying. They told me the problem was is that they found out that the person handling the groundhog for them was not properly licensed. And they said that they had contacted them prior to the groundhog saying, listen, are you changing people? Are you going to use that person who was improperly licensed? And nobody ever got back with them. And then when they found out that they had not changed people, that's when the billboard went up, and it kind of forced them into not being able to use a live groundhog. But the whole thing was kind of confusing because I'm not sure why they weren't able to find another live groundhog, because obviously other people do. And
I can tell them where there's some.
Yeah. Well, and also,
if you go out with the prison, they're on those roads. They're out there pretty thick, so they could get one easy there. But he had citations, I think.
Well, and also,
I don't know if he was mean. He had other animals, and or what the deal was. But it seemed like he had different. He was, you know, when they give him citations, not clean, or I don't know what. But it seemed like he had citations too.
Well, and there was also it was kind of strange because they used a fake groundhog, and I know that had been done in the past at periodical points for other reasons. But I'm not sure how a fake groundhog predicts the weather now. I'm not saying that our prediction is all that more accurate, because obviously we're not even using a groundhog. We're using somebody in a costume. But I don't know. I think that probably hurt Marion in a way, and this is just my opinion, because when all the media comes down, and they've been doing that for nearly 40 years, and you got a fake groundhog out there, you know, that's not really great television.
No, I think that's why it didn't... I believe they had it last year, but it didn't go very well because there went with that PETA and all, and it wasn't a, you know, I guess there wasn't a groundhog there. And so I think that just kind of did.
And I don't know that it will be any better this year because we're less than a month away. Nobody's really saying anything. I don't know if that billboard's up over there or not again. I don't think it is. I haven't
No. I go by there sometimes and it's good. Not there unless they're going to put probably if they hear about the station, maybe, or whoever does it there, they'll put maybe a check, and then if they don't like it, they'll put another one up or something. But
well, I don't even know if they're very short-staffed over there at this point. I don't know what's going on with that, and I think that last year, I do know a lot of the media got angry, because I don't think anybody told them it was going to be a fake groundhog. And I think that really kind of put a chafe in their attitude.
Yeah, because when I checked Pennsylvania and stuff, I forget what other states do this and stuff. And, I mean, they really go into it. You know, it's like an all-day thing and everything.
Well, see, I don't think we need an all-day thing. But I think what we need is something... for that moment when it happens that would make, like I said, I don't know if it's a competition that people could do. I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's a proclamation. I don't know if it's a type of food that would be fun for people. I really don't know what it is, but we just, we've progressed now. We will have the costume. We will have somebody in the costume. We will have the pizza. But I think we can add another step to this that I think will continuously make it fun.
Now, is the person in the costume going to be outside or inside all the time?
Well, see, that's also another thing. Moving locations, I haven't decided yet if we're going to try this outside or inside. It is a Friday. I don't know yet.
Why don't you have the person in the costume? Well, he can be behind a curtain, behind something, and he's going to be to Groundhog predict if he doesn't come out or whatever, or if he comes out, and let him replace the Groundhog.
Well, I'll tell you something that would be interesting to me is I mean, I like the way that we're doing the predicting where you pick the piece of pizza, but I also think it would be fun just to have the Groundhog pizza there and maybe, you know, cut it up into very small slices if people wanted to try it. But maybe there's another way for this Groundhog to predict the weather. And maybe that would be the fun way to do this. And in a way that we wouldn't know how it's going to happen. Like, I'm trying to think, you know, something the Groundhog could do that would officialize his prediction. Because obviously a real groundhog, it's shadow. But with this, I don't know what we could do that would decide 6 more weeks of winter or early spring.
Well, is there an animal or not like a some kind of an insect or something that something about the weather? I'm thinking of like something that's very small that I don't think of anything else that kind of would predict the weather. I don't know.
Probably I don't not. Know. And yeah, it's very complicated. And sometimes that's a cool morning. So I've even thought, because we will be at the studio that morning for 5 hours, I thought, well, maybe we'll even take the groundhog to like a local restaurant in town and do the ceremony there and broadcast it back over the airwave with somebody in the studio, and then we'll bring the groundhog back to the studio. So there's a lot of ideas.
Person,
what's
the
that?
Person or a live groundhog?
No, the groundhog suit.
Oh, okay. Of course, when you said restaurant and stuff. Yeah, maybe somebody's got an idea, and I don't know, maybe a farmer has a groundhog that you could have it in, because I have, what do you call it, a cage that's real long, you know, I don't know how it works. You trap it, maybe it could be in a cage and then just a cover over it, and then another cage, it would either go into the second cage. You know, there's small cages too, and that would predict, you know, it would be a small setting.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something we can do here. And the fact that it's named Warren Groundhog Harding, I think maybe it's something to do with Warren Harding, and I'm not really sure what that would be at this point. I know he liked Florence's waffles, so I don't know. Maybe if the waffles are right side up, or right, there's got to be something. And maybe we need a Florence Harding waffle pizza. I don't know. There's something.
Oh, yeah.
There's something we could do here, I think, that would make this kind of interesting. So I don't know. Working on it right now.
Could you put something in, have somebody that made up little, like, and they were in, like, little cake things when they came. I don't know if you could put a waffle in those or not, because they never made waffles and stuff like that. Maybe something made where they, instead of, you know, like a piece, take a piece of fudge, that item would be in, like, a little cupcake, you know, when you bake cupcakes and stuff. Being that, and they just take one of those or something.
It could be, and it might even come down to something as simple as envelopes, you know. One envelope says 6 more weeks of winter. One envelope says early spring, and just pick an envelope.
Yeah. Somebody's probably they get good ideas, but I thought the Family Feud, everybody, I loved doing that. that they could do that, you know, and then, you know, a prize or something. And
yeah, I think we'll do something like that because we have 5 hours that morning, and I can't imagine this would take more than an hour. So we'll have a lot of time that morning. But
ask questions about the groundhog, you know, here in Marion, mostly about the groundhog and different happenings maybe that went on here or something.
Yeah, I think this weekend we'll work on it some, probably tomorrow because I'll be in the office more. But I think we'll get somewhere eventually with this.
Yeah, because a lot of the callers probably have ideas. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, and I hope we get your card.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 44 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there went one of our Christmas cards, but hopefully it'll show up better late than never. As I said yesterday, I talked with Phyllis Shirk, and I think she did not know where to send our Christmas card because we had moved. So I know Phyllis's Christmas card will be coming in short order and probably with some other goodies, knowing Phyllis. So I certainly do appreciate that. One of the great ladies of this community. I really love Larry and Phyllis Shirk and good, good people, without question. All right. If you have any thoughts on the groundhog, the weather, the regular pop this morning at McDonald's, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, you know, there was something I've been meaning to do all week, and I'm going to do it now. As many of you know, one of our longtime guests, legendary comedian Shecky Green, died on New Year's Eve at the age of 97. And I can't even count the times that Shecky Green was on this show. I mean, he was on, probably hundreds of times. He would come on any time I would ask him to. And the last time he was on was right around his 97th birthday last April. Always fun, always entertaining, always could make me laugh. This man was brilliant. And right up till 97, he was brilliant. He could do dialects. He could sing extemporaneously. There was never any planning. I said he had the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows when he would tell the story about Hervé Villechaize and Fantasy Island. I mean, I just thought Shecky Green was the best. And he had a great long life. He died at 97 and a half on New Year's Eve. And what I wanted to do to pay tribute to him this morning, and this will kind of tell you how our conversations went. I want to go back to the last interview we did last April, April 6th, 2023. He was on right before his 97th birthday. And at 97, he still made me laugh. He was still funny. He was still enjoyable. So I just want to take about 10 minutes here and go back and pay tribute to one of the all-time great guys. And I want to tell you something about Shecky Green. Shecky Green lived on the West Coast. So for him to get up to do this show live, he had to be on the air at 6 a.m. his time. So he had to get up at about 5 a.m. where he was in his 90s, late 90s, and he did it every time. So here we are, April 6th in our archives, 2023, about 10 minutes, this is the end of the interview with Shecky Green, the last time he was on, April the 6th, 2023. Well, you know, it's interesting, Shecky, because as we have talked about in the past, you had some trouble there with Tom Hanks on the set of Splash, but also the problem with Hervé Villechaize on Fantasy Island.
Exactly the same. Exactly what happened with Villechaize, I had with Hanks, but he walked away from me because he says I didn't come in time. But it was the wrong thing. But what's funny is that I'd much rather be hated by Villechaize than Hanks.
Yeah, Hervé Villechaize's career did not go very well after Fantasy Island.
I want to tell you something, me sir. Man, this is my... I want to tell you this is my wife. Say hello, honey. I told you to say hello.
Well, you know...
Why don't they say hello when I tell them to say hello? You take the personalities of people in show business. I mean, you want lots. Oh, God.
You know, Shay, that story has been fascinating for me for years. And it's the funniest talk show story because... When you think about it, for people who don't know who Hervé Villechaize is or Fantasy Island, this is a big show at the time, top 10, top 20 show on television back when there were only three channels. This short little gentleman, Frenchman, Hervé Villechaize, who talks just like you just portrayed him, is on the show. Here you're being asked to guest star on this show. You show up late for some reason. And Hervé's wife offers you a cup of coffee. And take us through what happened, because it's a real showbiz story.
She came to me. I forget her name. She just got married. She was a very pretty girl. I mean, what she saw at Hervé Villechaize is unbelievable. I think he was standing... And there was a nice-looking guy above him, and she thought she was going with that guy. She didn't look down and see him.
She was all screwed up.
Anyway, she says to Shecky, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, wonderful, thank you. He says, I want to tell you this, my wife. I said, I know. I get the English, you don't talk to my wife, okay? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shoot you. You're going to watch it. I'm going to shoot you. Have you got a shooter? I'm going to shoot you. And I want to tell you something else. You were late and you cost a lot of money. I'm going to shoot you twice. And he would get mad.
Oh, Lord.
Ricardo says, forget about him. Just take a hand and push him away.
Now, the hilarious thing about this story is somebody on the set told you that he did have a gun.
Oh, he killed himself with a gun. What do you mean? Well, he did have a gun. He didn't have anybody getting coffee that day. He says, you want a cup of coffee? He said, yeah. And he shot himself.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Hervé. Oh, Lord.
I want to tell you something. Put cream in there.
Now, for the purposes of illusion here, Shecky, if Colonel Tom Parker had offered Hervé Villechaize as the opening act for Elvis Presley, how would that have sounded?
I think that what's-his-name, Presley, couldn't follow him.
Oh, couldn't follow Hervé. Hervé would have burned the house down.
You can imagine Presley coming out and going, I want to tell you, don't have blue sweatshirts. I want to tell you, blue sweatshirts. He couldn't
sing
that.
Now, would he and the colonel have gotten along? What would that pep talk have sounded like?
Oh, no. No, that would have been none. And the colonel had the same personality. Villechaize, just different accents. Jeez. When he said, oh, you can go back. I want to tell you. Yeah. You know, I got Presley in 22 movies. All at the same time? Ha, 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 ha. He says that he was very good with me, but friendly, until he started gambling bad.
Now, give me an example of what Colonel Parker would have sounded trying to give some hat a call to Hervé Villechaize.
I want to tell you, Hervé, what is your name? Are you Jewish? I want to tell you, I know a lot of Jews look like you. I meant to say I'm not Jewish. Well, I'm sorry if I insulted you. Lox and bagel to your table. Anyway, I want to tell you, Ray, you can work with Presley. He's going to be a big star. And you'll be in movies. I want to tell you, I don't want to be in those movies with him. You take him in your hand and make a star. I don't think he's going to become a star. All right. You put $10 in, I put $10. See who's right.
What about sabbatical?
I want to tell you, that's right. I forgot what you wanted.
Go ahead.
Listen, I want to tell you something. Ray, we have a product. Now, we don't let it to everybody. My friend and I keep it in the wagon, so nobody knows about it. But it's called Had a Call. Not have a cold, had a call. Now you take this and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be 6 feet tall. I want to tell you, give me that. Give me that quick. I want to... give me that handicle.
Now if...
Had a call. I just spent my money with a bunch of... Okay.
I am out of breath. If anybody doubts that Shaggy Green is the funniest man, 97 years old or not, they are nuts. Shaggy, what wish do you have for your 97th birthday?
What?
What's your wish for your 97th?
To get to 98, but... Now, my wish is my wife... when I will get out of this store, I want my wife to say I feel good, honey. Because I want her more than anything else. If it wasn't for her, there wouldn't be me. Because she saved me. She really did. And I've gone with many, many, many girls and two boys. But don't tell anybody. And, one was gay. Oh, God.
Well, Shaggy, on behalf of a whole lot of people who have listened to our conversations over the years and will continue to listen to them in the future, because now you've got to review that Elvis movie and come back on with us.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Shaggy, I love you. Happy birthday. You are the best.
I love you. And you bring life to me when you call me, and I thank you. It's people like you, not too many, that make me 97, and I thank you.
Happy birthday, Shaggy. Take care.
Bye.
The legendary Shaggy Green, 97 on Saturday. I hope you enjoyed that half as much, a quarter as much, as I did. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Shaggy Green on this program, April the 6th, 2023, not even a year ago, days before his 97th birthday. Shaggy Green, dead on Sunday, New Year's Eve, at the age of 97. And I'll tell you what, the reason Shaggy Green made it to 97 is because he was funny. There were times when we were doing those interviews, and that was one of them, where he would say things so off the cuff and so funny that it would just, my breath would be gone. I couldn't even continue. But that is me genuinely laughing at Shaggy Green. You just couldn't help it. And his dialects, if you've ever heard Hervé Villachez or Colonel Tom Parker, or he did a great Ed Sullivan, it sounded like them. He was great. He had a great ear for that. And a funny, funny man who I loved very dearly. He did a lot for me over the years. He came on all the time. And if you were having a bad morning, you could not have a bad morning when Shaggy Green was on. And I heard from so many people over the years when he was on, when's he going to be on next? I don't want to miss Shaggy Green being on. He was hilarious. 58 and a half minutes past the hour, and I will miss him. But that was our tribute to Shaggy Green. Again, died on Saturday at the age of 97, but on this program many, many times less than a year ago. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So glad we finally got that in. I've been meaning to do that the last couple mornings, and we just did not have the time. But it's people like that. You know, when you're doing a talk show, you've got to have a stable of guests that you can go to from time to time who will come on and you know they're going to do well. And Shecky Green was one of those people. And I always introduced him by saying he was the funniest person on the face of the earth. And you know what? I believe it. I truly believe that. That he was. Nobody was more extemporaneous or intellectual or just plain funny. He didn't tell jokes. He was just funny. And don't we wish we had more of that? Well, we're going to break here, come back, and we're going to talk about a whole lot more on the other side of this short but important break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett.